For my family.
In the terrible years of the Yezhov terror, I spent 17 months waiting in line outside the prison in Leningrad. Standing behind me was a woman, with lips blue from cold. Now she started out of the torpor common to us all, and asked me in a whisper. Everyone whispered there. Can you describe this? And I said, I can. Then something like a smile passed fleetingly over what had once been her face. Anna Akhmatova, Requiem, 1935 to 1940. But pact is more than a law. It's a promise we make to each other. A promise to protect our American ideals and values. A promise that for people who weaken our country with un-American ideas, there will be consequences. From Let's Learn About Pact, a guide for young patriots. Part 1. The letter arrives on a Friday, slit and resealed with a sticker. Of course, as all their letters are. Inspect it for your safety. Pact. It had caused confusion at the post office. The clerk unfolding the paper inside, studying it, passing it up to his supervisor, then the boss. But eventually, it had been deemed harmless and sent on its way. No return address. Only a New York postmark, 6 days old. On the outside, his name, Bird. And because of this, he knows it is from his mother. He's not been Bird for a long time. We named you Noah, after your father's father, his mother told him once. Bird was all your own doing. The word that, when he said it, felt like him. Something that did not belong on Earth. A small, quick thing. An inquisitive chirp, a self that curled up at the edges. The school hadn't liked it. Bird is not a name, they'd said. His name is Noah. His kindergarten teacher, fuming. He won't answer when I call him. He only answers to Bird. Because his name is Bird, his mother said. He answers to Bird. So I suggest you call him that. Birth certificate be damned. She'd taken a Sharpie to every handout that came home, crossing off Noah, writing Bird on the dotted line instead. That was his mother. Formidable and ferocious when her child was in need. In the end, the school conceded, though after that the teacher had written Bird in quotation marks, like a gangster's nickname. Dear Bird, please remember to have your mother sign your permission slip. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Gardner, Bird is respectful and studious, but needs to participate more fully in class. It wasn't until he was 9, after his mother left, that he became Noah. His father says it's for the best and won't let anyone call him Bird anymore. If anyone calls you that, he says, you correct them. You say, sorry, no, that's not my name. It was one of the many changes that took place after his mother left. A new apartment, a new school, a new job for his father, an entirely new life. As if his father had wanted to transform them completely. So that if his mother ever came back, she wouldn't even know how to find them. He'd passed his old kindergarten teacher on the street last year on his way home. Well, hello, Noah, she said. How are you this morning? And he could not tell whether it was smugness or pity in her voice. He is 12 now. He has been Noah for 3 years. But Noah still feels like one of those Halloween masks, something rubbery and awkward he doesn't quite know how to wear. So now, out of the blue, a letter from his mother. It looks like her handwriting, and no one else would call him that. Bird. After all these years, he forgets her voice sometimes. When he tries to summon it, it slips away like a shadow dissolving in the dark. He opens the envelope with trembling hands. 3 years without a single word. But finally, he'll understand why she left, where she's been. But inside, nothing but a drawing. A whole sheet of paper, covered edge to edge in drawings no bigger than a dime. Cats. Big cats. Little cats.